You are tuned to 88.9 FM and HD1. We're online as well at WQCS.org. I'm Jill Roberts. With the theme Ready, Respond, Restore, many Florida Power and Light employees spent the better part of a week dealing with Hurricane Marina, a strong Category 3 hurricane.
So the goal of this team is to find hotel rooms and find those hotel rooms as close as they can to the staging site so that we're not wasting productive time during the day getting our crews to and from the hotel in the mornings and at night.
Marina was just a virtual storm, but the response was real, practice for what could happen. In this large banquet-style room, there were about half a dozen rectangular groupings of tables. As many as 130 FPL employees would work out of this room to take care of the logistics involved in preparing for, dealing with, and cleaning up after a storm.
This group here, their responsibility is to get all of the equipment that we need on our staging sites. So anything from generators, tower lighting, tents, catering, water, ice, everything that we are going to need on that staging site.
Much of the drill took place in a new command center in Riviera Beach, built to withstand a Category 5 storm. But we're not talking about a bunker or something built into the ground. It's a one-story white building with lots of windows and glass in the doors. There are also shutters such as would be used to enclose a pool deck. FPL President Eric Szilagyi was participating. He says it's important for everyone to be ready.
You know, there's last numbers I saw, about 1.2 million more Floridians that live here now than there were during the last major storm at Wilma. And so it's incumbent upon all of us and working with you to try to help those folks who haven't gone through a storm like we all did back in the 03, 04, 05 seasons to be prepared.
Being ready means responding to the unexpected.
So computers throw curveballs at us, and we have to figure out how to respond and react. And it's good for all of us to be reminded that you got to take hurricane season, storm season very seriously.
Those curves included changing wind speeds and, of course, the challenge of predicting where exactly a storm will make landfall. After the hit our state, and especially the Treasure Coast, took in 2004 and 2005 with Hurricanes Frances, Jean, and Wilma, there was a call for burying power lines. Some of that was done, but FPL's Michael Soule says buried lines present some challenges as well.
Undergrounding clearly appears to have a benefit of reduced damage. However, what you also see with undergrounding is it takes longer to restore if there's damage. So there's pluses and minuses with that. So it's something that I know a lot of people look to and think is the great solution, but unfortunately, there are some drawbacks to it, especially in a storm. Flooding is an issue, and as you all know, storm surge is one of the things that is a significant issue for a lot of our coastal residents.
Hurricane season begins June 1st, and just like the folks at Florida Power and Light, now is the time for you to begin thinking about getting ready. Make your plans. Decide if you're going to shelter in your home or leave the area should we be hit with a storm. Now may also be a good time to look for sales on canned goods for hurricane supplies and pull out your old window coverings and make sure they still fit. It's also a good idea to test your generator if you have one. For 88.9 FM, this is Jill Roberts.